Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Elisabetta Faenza, author of The Energy Code, 7 Keys for Activating Your DNA for Increased Performance, Creativity, Innovation, and Profit. And we'll be discussing how you can create more time and energy in our lives. So welcome, Elisabetta. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Stacey.
And of course, we all need more time and energy, it seems like. So your information is going to be sorely needed here today. And so let's talk about the keys to both having more time and also having more energy. What are the two keys to those important things?
I think the really important thing is to understand how you interact with your environment. And that means understanding it. It's going to sound strange, but even at the DNA level, how your body uses energy and interacts with the environment to produce how you feel. Because I think you would probably have had the experience, Stacey, that when you don't feel great, time can really drag and yet you don't get much done. Yet when you feel great, time can fly and yet you get so much done. So time seems to be quite a subjective experience and is very related to how energized we feel. Most people think about energy in terms of calories in versus calories out. But at the DNA and cellular level, it's about a lot more things than that. It's about the quality of that energy and not just the things that you consume as food or beverages. It's the company you keep. It's the attitude that you have, the words you speak, the media that you listen or watch. So all of those things really impact on how we feel and how our body is going to use that energy. And then that has an impact of our experience of time.
Elisabetta, you touched on something that I wanted to get to in talking about the quality and quantity of our energy that we have right now at this moment. So how do you know if you do have a good quality energy or a poor quality energy? And if it's poor, what are some steps people can take to amp up the quality of the energy that they have and they're using?
I think observing your life is going to give you the best feedback for how your energy is. If your life is surrounded by things that are flowing, if your life is giving back to you, you know, the things that you're seeking, you're achieving your goals, you're keeping your friendships, you have great family relationships, and you know, when you have enough income to keep all of those things going. If you have no big areas of stress, then it's very likely that your energy is in a really, really good place because all of those things will flow. You'll have enough energy to do the paperwork that needs to go in for your tax returns. You'll have enough energy to, you know, have date night with your partner. You'll have enough energy to do the things that need to be done with your children and give them quality focus. And you'll have that sense that you're actually achieving something that's important to you. So if you've got areas of your life that just don't feel good, then maybe you haven't been giving them enough energy and maybe you don't have enough energy to start with. So I'd say look at your environment and look at those clues. Energy quality really starts with mindset. And if you have a negative mindset that's made up of behaviors that just aren't serving you, then that's going to flow into every area of your life. You know, if your bad habit is time wasting, you know, avoiding doing the things that need to be done in order to kind of fritter time away, then that's going to have an impact on how good you feel at the end of the day when you look at the list of things you haven't done. But also it's going to have an effect on you know, those habits that may be out of control. For some people, it might be alcohol consumption, it might be food, it might be, you know, smoking or some other sort of substance abuse. But for some people, it might be an obsessive compulsive style behavior, you know, where they overdo something way past the level that it needs to be done at, and therefore it consumes so much of their time and energy. So if you can start by just kind of being mindful of what your mindset is doing and what kind of behaviors feed that mindset, that can go a long way to helping you to start to make the changes. Because if you don't know where you are right now, it's very hard to determine where you should be putting your energy and where the change should occur.
And you talk a lot about consumption, what we consume in life on an everyday basis. What's the step that we need to take to be aware of what we're consuming and how it impacts our day-to-day life? Whether you mentioned earlier media exposure, the conversations you're having with somebody at a store or at the post office, and of course the obvious things that you consume like food and beverages. So how can you become aware of that?
I think one of the first things, and I go through this in my book, is to really understand deep down what your purpose is, what is going to light up your passion for life, and create some principles or guidelines for decision making. Once you know what is really important to you, it may be that what's important to you is having really high quality relationships. It might be that there's a book you've always wanted to write, or you have a career goal, or you want to raise really healthy children. It might be a combination of those things. But finding what your passion and experience and aptitude combine to make you fantastic at will help you to prioritize. So mindfulness, being aware of the things that you do each day, and rather than unmindfully watching any program that comes onto television, or unmindfully filling your trolley with whatever is on sale, or unmindfully engaging in gossiping conversations, rather than doing that, if you understand who you are and what you truly want out of life, that's the first step. Then it will start. You'll start to notice when you aren't congruent, because it won't feel right. So whenever you feel that kind of weird feeling, either in your gut or your heart or your head, where this feels a bit icky, or you're not able to really think clearly about something, your mind thinking about 10 things, that's a real sign that you are off track. So when you have those moments, just stop, take a breath and go, is this serving me? And that is my favorite phrase. I will ask myself, is this serving me? And if it isn't, why am I giving it energy? So that's a nice little trick when you find your body telling you something, your body or mind is saying, oh, this is icky, I'm not happy, I'm a bit stressed. You stop and you look at what you're doing, what you've surrounded yourself with, and you go, is this serving me? And that's the first step in deciding whether you're going to continue to put energy in that direction.
Well, Elizabeth, I mean, you've given us a lot of really great information. I could talk to you for hours, I think, on this topic. It's so fascinating and intriguing. But we are running a little bit out of time. So do you have any one piece of advice that you want to leave with our listeners today?
Listen to what your body is telling you. Every time your energy is going in a place that doesn't serve you, your body is going to give you feedback. Whether that feedback is ill health, whether it is a funny feeling, whether it's anxiety or feeling down, that is your body giving you feedback that you aren't in alignment with your highest good. And the science is showing us that that's such an important place to be. So just be kind. Listen to your body, because your body is listening to you.
Well, thanks again, Elizabeth. And our listeners can learn more about Elizabeth Faenza and her upcoming book, The Energy Code, her new book, The Energy Code. Visit ElizabethFaenza.com. That's where you can find the information. And, of course, I'll spell that for everyone. That is ElizabethTA, F as in Frank, AENZA, ElizabethFaenza.com. And you can pre-order your copy of the book there, and you'll receive a special gift as well, Elizabeth's Sneak Peek Motivator Tips, and you get that absolutely free. So just click on the energy code icon, follow the prompts, and start getting more out of life today. Thanks again, Elizabeth. It's been a big pleasure.
Thank you so much, Stacey. Have a wonderful, energized day.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.